The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're new, we want to welcome you. We're all about metaphysical topics, the angelic realm, energy healing, and basically spiritual awakening from many different facets. Everybody's unique with this. So we look at a lot of different things in the show. Today, we're going to work with Archangel Gabriel, communication and creative benefits of a Mercury retrograde. Yes, we have one coming up on All Hallows Eve, October 31st, but we will start to feel that Mercury direct moving forward. And this is astrology I'm talking about. Start to slow down. It starts to slow down gradually as it approaches the retrograde period. Mercury retrogrades get a bad rap. They really do. They are known to affect communications and technology, and people get frustrated and miscommunications. And we're right in a Libra relationship time. Believe it or not, relationships will be a key factor point throughout 2020 as well. There's just a lot going on about how we relate to others, how we relate within ourselves. Do we respect things like that? So with this, communication could be challenging at times. However, Gabriel, when I was working with this angel and doing a meditation, asking for the guidance to share with you today, it was beautiful because it's like, let's talk about the communication creative benefits and how Gabriel is a wonderful angel to work with and call on when you're going through some challenges with the retrograde. So that's what we're going to talk about today. There's a lot to celebrate in this energy, actually. So we're going to look at the positive side of a Mercury retrograde today. I love this talk because a lot of times we're like, oh no, it's going to be an issue. What is that focusing on? And we've been talking about that for a few weeks now. Manifesting is for real. We're manifesting whatever we're putting our focus on, positive or negative. So why not go ahead and work on some positives, right? Doesn't mean that all those challenges aren't there. It doesn't mean we're ignoring it or hiding from them. It means we're going to find a better way with a different perspective, an inner strength to push through in a positive way. And that's what I like about this topic in particular. I thought, what a great topic. Now that's coming up on the 31st. Today's the 17th, but it's starting to slow its roll forward, is what they call with direct, and then it's going to go retrograde. In general, just an overview quickly with astrology, a retrograde means it starts to reverse its spin and go a different direction. What that means to us is it really gives us opportunity with all the energy that we've been having coming at us here lately, you know, with all the things that October brought in September and October. This has been, you know, very pivotal moments for transition. This gives us opportunity to slow it down a little bit and review where we're going, what we could tweak, what we could change, what we could improve on. Any retrograde of any planet gives us that opportunity. Each one has a different aspect or focus. This one is all about communication. This one's all about creativity. This is about how are you communicating to others? Are you speaking your truth? Are you listening? You know, those go hand in hand. Sometimes we can be so frustrated that we're not heard,
But we really need to make sure that we're listening as well. It goes back and forth. It really, really does. So there's a lot with that being quite an interesting aspect that we're going to focus on today. Now, Gabriel, let's talk a little bit about Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is a beautiful angel to work with if you are in the creative arts, if you want to start a creative project, and you don't have to be an artist to work with Gabriel. Gabriel is the communication. He's all about communication, okay? Whether it's in the relationships or not. But also, like, if you're trying to start something brand new, you're going in a different direction. You want to create something brand new in your life, and you're like not sure where to start or which way to go. Wonderful angel to work with children as well. Children, you know, are beautiful when they're young because they're uninhibited. They're not so guarded. They're just, you know, here it is. This is who I am. And usually under the age of 10 is what I notice, under the age of 5 even more so. They're just up front. They're, you know, that's who they are. And then we gradually seem to just start to put on a mask and hide from that as we get older. What's been interesting for all of us in the grown-up area here is we're learning how to become that again, with the maturity, with the responsibility in place. So we're now the adult, we take on the responsibility, we have the maturity, we can handle a lot of things, but we also want to be able to tap into that truth that we are. Communication, how are we communicating? For those that feel that in that area, you may be feeling a lot in your throat chakra. That's your chakra in the throat. That is called the fifth chakra as well. That's an energy center that's all about communication, listening, and communicating. Interesting when there's a lot of activity in the throat chakra. Sometimes people describe that they're clenching, grinding their teeth. That's actually a frustration of, you know, not speaking your truth, you know, that in metaphysical terms. And you know, sometimes there's all the congestion or the throat clearing, or, you know, there's energy trying to move when you look at it metaphysically. So we're not taking away from anything you might medically have going on. This isn't anything about that. This is about the energy and spiritual side of you. So please keep that in mind. There is a lot of opportunity. We're going to talk about benefits. We're going to celebrate the benefits and look forward to a Mercury retrograde coming at the end of the month. Now, it slowly starts. You'll start to feel it around. Actually, we've already started to feel it. It started around the 12th, 13th, somewhere in there, where it started to take its slowing down. So if you felt like in the last week, last 5 or 6 days, if it's gotten a little weird with communicating or misunderstandings, you might be starting to feel it. Some people feel it a lot earlier than others, you know, and some people just that it doesn't even affect them. I don't want it to be about the focus of everything that's wrong here. So if you were in, for example, having a communication problem in a relationship, it doesn't matter if it's a business relationship or family, sibling, partner, it doesn't matter. It could be your own self. You know, are you even listening to, you know, what your gut instincts or intuition is? Anxiousness is when we're focusing on everything that could be wrong. If we start to feel that anxiousness about, and you're trying to push and you're trying to force. Remember last week, we were talking a little bit about how you got to slow down in this energy. If you didn't hear that show, please go back and listen to it. That was a pretty good one with a lot of good information in it. That was last week's. But this energy makes us feel like we've got to move faster and push harder. The energy, the current energies of all of it, okay, not just Mercury. But it takes us on this spin where we feel like we're trying to push harder and go faster. And the opposite is true. And I was talking about this last week. Slowing down, catching your breath, making sure you're grounded is the way to go. There is no forcing through this energy that we're going through right now. It's adjusting, aligning, and making the most of it in a different way. So the anxiousness comes in when we're actually pushing against it. Think about you're trying to swim against the current in an ocean that has a very strong current. And then if you went with the current, it'll just take you. You don't have to work at all. So this is similar to that. You want to work with it, not pushing against it. Because it's different, we're trying sometimes and not realizing it. We're trying to work with this energy the same way we used to work with it years and years and hundreds of years ago. You know, we just are doing what we know. We're all in a learning curve here. Everybody, including me, including anybody. I don't think anybody has all the answers. I'm giving you everything that I can possibly find and know, what's working and what's helping me personally. I share that too. And I'm constantly looking, and I have a passion for that, and I'm here to support you. So this is really going to take us a step further. You have opportunity to slow it down and really appreciate where you are right now. Also, what maybe you could tweak or fine tune. And it's about communications and creative. What could you do differently to improve it? What could you do? Not what somebody else is doing to you. What could you do to improve the situation? So that's where we really want to look at this. So I've got the chat open over on YouTube. I have, we are also live streaming on Facebook with Transformation Talk Radio. So welcome to everyone over there. They'll let me know if anything comes in from over there. I see the live chat starting to go over on YouTube. So welcome, guys. It's good to see you there. Also, if you're in the Angel Membership Retreat that we have on my website, we have a Zoom call at 1 o'clock. Just to remind everybody, today, 1 o'clock Eastern, 1 hour after the show ends, meet me in the Zoom. It's all in your membership. We're going to be doing angel gallery readings about what this energy is. So if you didn't get the memos on that, that's today, 1 hour after the show at 1 o'clock. All the information on how to join that call is in your membership. If you want to join the membership, the links are right in there, right on the front page of the home site. Website, also over on YouTube, it's right there. So if you want to go see what that's about, you can. We do exclusive content and additional things in there. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to really start diving into how Archangel Gabriel is bringing a lot of positive incentive and reminding us of the benefits of a Mercury retrograde that's coming up at the end of the month. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we are talking about Archangel Gabriel pointing out some positive benefits of a Mercury retrograde. You know, we always hear about it being, you know, all these things it's doing. So here's where it's going to help us out. And I want to go over and say hello to the chat. I see everyone over there starting to put some things together in there. Hello to Kelly, Shadana, Robin, Vanessa, Judy, Jules, Journey to Becoming Me, Donna, Julia, Relaxing Meditations. Ooh, I love all the names and usernames and stuff like that. So that's cool. Okay, so we have a lot of good mornings. First time listening, Vanessa, welcome to the show. She's also bringing up that the Libra has shook up her relationships. Yeah, I think you won't find yourself alone here in this group. I really do think this is a wonderful group that joins us every week in here. So you'll enjoy hanging out with these guys. They're great and they support one another. We also answer these questions. Now, here's where, and I'm bringing that up because this retrograde that's coming up, it's going into the sign of Scorpio at the end, which is a water sign. Okay. And it's right on Halloween, which is called the All Hallows Eve. You know, that's usually in that viewpoint, or in, you know, metaphysics or all of that kind of energy, they say that's when the veil between the dimensions is a little bit thinner. So if Mercury's ruling over communication and we're going retrograde when it's a very intuitive time with a thinner veil, it allows us to access gifts of our intuition a little easier. Not in a negative way, in a positive way. I mean, if you want to connect, if you want to reach out, connect with your spirit guides, angels, maybe even a loved one, it's thinner then. It's easier. It's not as hard to connect. So if you're working or developing intuition, this is a good alignment. Okay, this is a good alignment. Like I said, the retrograde is also slowing things down so we can catch up with everything that we've been feeling in the month of October already. I mean, we've been challenged. We've been pushed by major planetary alignments. We've had Saturn going on. We've had Pluto. Remember, Pluto is shedding the layers so we can see what's going on in the relationships. And then we had an Aries full moon that's like, okay, let's fix it and do something about it. Okay, so you see a lot going on here. So one of the things that Vanessa brought up was about relationships. What I want to point out is, although we can be surprised, because remember I said last week, it would be within this next week that some clarity would start to pop up, or maybe some unexpecteds in relationships that would be, oh, wow, didn't see that coming. Okay, how can I work with that? How is that a benefit? This Mercury retrograde slowing things down is the benefit, because now we can catch up and process what we've discovered, what we can do different. How can we improve on that? A lot of times with feeling that you're not heard, it's very associated with not listening at the same time. I'm not saying you're doing that intentionally. I'm not saying that anybody is. I mean, I'm saying this relates to everybody at the same time. But honestly, when I've looked at that for myself personally, I go, why am I not being heard on this? I have gone back and I've looked, am I listening? Am I actually hearing? And I've had to work on that. Okay. I have had to do that too. Sometimes we get so busy in our lives and we push and we move and we go. And we assume everybody already knows. We assume we're not living their journey. We're not in their space where they're seeing maybe things from a different perspective, or they have their stuff going on too. So it really brings us to a point where we slow down. We go, wait a minute, let me reevaluate this. Now, if there's a lot of conflict, and Gabriel is all about the communications, right? But being, speaking your truth, being heard, but also listening. Okay. We have to respect another if it doesn't agree with us. Sometimes that's hard and challenging, but sometimes, you know, if we haven't been learning that one in the last several years, I don't know. I think everybody has. But we have communication that's going to be fine-tuned in this. Yes, that's very related to relationships. I mean, relationships are built on communication, clear communication, trust, understanding, listening. Listening. So, fifth chakra here is going to be feeling it probably. And if you feel that little bit of clutter I was talking about a little earlier, clearing, doing some chakra clearing meditations will help you a lot. Reminder, if you're in the membership, remember I have the chakra meditations in there that will help with that. But chakra meditation, any kind of things like that where you're working and clearing and working with that energy. When we are attaching to everything that's going wrong, we're focusing on the negative side of things. Working with the retrograde, we're working on the negative side of things. Then there's a positive side. It's like, okay, this is showing me, and this is your positive, and this is where your intuition will kick in, and you'll actually enhance your gifts. You'll strengthen your gifts if you work with this energy. But you're having, okay, the positive would be, okay, in my relationships, this has shown me a bit of a miscommunication. This is showing me a miscommunication in my, that we're having here. We're misunderstanding each other. Let's just put it that way. This is an example. The positive side would be, you know what? I needed to see that. I needed to see where that was so I can work with that. And then I can release the attachment to not being heard or that I need to be right, or maybe I need to have some capacity or more flexibility and, you know, allowing differences. Things like it could be so different with every single relationship. This will also, when it comes to intuition, this is really going to take you inward and work with the relationship that you have with your higher self, with you. Your own self. How do you respect your own beliefs? Do you respect who you are? Do you respect what your truth is? Don't be afraid to speak your truth. This energy, this whole thing that we've been going through, these challenging alignments, the angels have been so amazing when I've asked, what can I tell them to help them with this? Gabriel is saying, absolutely, on a daily basis, start your day off. And this is what he told me flat out. And I loved it. Start your day out with a thank you right off the bat. Because we're in such a manifesting time right now, positive or negative, what we're manifesting, we want to go absolutely into a place of gratitude. You wake up, you're still here. You're here. You're still in the game. Thank you. I have another day, another opportunity to grow, to expand my awareness, to have more compassion in places that I never could do before, to appreciate and respect where I'm coming from and allow it to shine. He said, every day, wake up and start your day that way. And I really like that. Then, you know, last week we were talking about Michael. Michael can clear off any kind of attachments you may have to something that's affecting you in a negative way. Because, and then you leave the cords that are the positive that are supporting you. Now, this isn't putting yourself, when I was talking about shielding up and focusing on keeping your good stuff in, it wasn't to shield you and put your head in the sand and ignore what's going on out in the world. Some of you are going to be called to be an activist. Some of you are going to be called to be a peacemaker. Some of you are going to be called to support something else. If we were all the same, it would really be an unbalanced world. But what it is doing is you want to fall into that niche that you came here to do and not be afraid of that. And people pleasing, Yeah, that's been a challenge, right? So there is no people pleasing here. You have to be true to yourself. So let me go back over to chat. I see a lot of activity over there. Let's see. What have we got here? Hi, Marilyn. Marilyn made it. Hello there, Karen. We got all kinds of people in here today. We have, I don't know what, they're talking to each other. I'm sorry. I was looking to see if there was any questions. Will the upcoming retrograde be beneficial for me in my relationship and healing? Absolutely. The whole, actually right now is too. If you're feeling that it's in the raw recovery mode, yes. The whole thing is being basically reinvented from the foundation up. So yes, absolutely for that. That was coming from Vanessa. Journey to Becoming Me. I listened to a podcast yesterday with Jay Shetty, Khloe Kardashian, and she said people are only able to perceive at the level of perception that they have at that particular time. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. So a lot of times, I mean, actually that makes sense. Cannot understand what you were saying or reacting in a way that isn't what you were wanting is often not a reflection on you. We are also new. Yes, yes. She's talking about what she saw with that podcast. Archangel Gabriel working with your heart, Marilyn. Yes. All the angels do, believe it or not. They come from such a divine aspect. They shed the light. They support us shining our light. And that's what you want to do. They're going, going, going. So I'm going to let them keep going while I put this information out. If there is, in this one, this is a little bit weird with the communication, but sometimes we have to be upfront with something. In a situation, we have to, we have to speak our truth. We have to say something about what's not working for us. This energy, yes, will help. But you can also ask to speak higher self to higher self, because the higher self or the soul side of you, it doesn't carry all this ego part of this physical world. And you can say, you know what? I'm going to put this out there in a positive aspect to the other. You don't even have to physically talk to somebody sometimes when it's a situation that you may not be able to. You don't have to literally, but you could go higher self to higher self, soul to soul, however you want to call that. You could take it to this higher dimension where we don't carry all these issues with us and speak on that direction. And you can ask the guidance for that. Gabriel, ask Gabriel for that guidance in that, since he's a communication angel. Absolutely. Because what we want in the long run is a peaceful, harmonious solution that works for everybody. And sometimes it means parting ways, and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes we are not accepting, or we're refusing to see that we have to go in a different direction. Yeah, this is going to show you the truth of it. Okay. So many times, if we just get the egos out of the way and the triggers and the issues that are more attached to being in this physical world, and we go to the higher self side of us, that higher spiritual side of us, to the other spiritual side of another, and we ask the angels to intercede for us and just maybe carry that beautiful message that we truly want a peaceful resolution. You know, you may find that you're in that situation in this lifetime, so, or in this particular planetary experience. Just know that if you are working to bring healing and lift your frequency to keep your love and light shining bright, which is being true to yourself, that's going to make all the difference in the world. And I'm not saying when you're first starting this, you feel like, I don't know, do I believe this? That's where manifesting comes in. Do we believe what we're doing? Do we believe that we're doing our best? Or do we believe that we're going to try and it's never going to work for us? That's also a manifesting affirmation. We have to look at, what is it that we believe and what is it that we're saying? You could say, oh, I want change. I want this. I want that. But do you believe it? Yeah. See, it takes a little bit more than just saying it and going, oh, okay, I'm going to think about this. And You know, affirmations work. They lift you and encourage you when you start feeling down on yourself. However, don't make it unrealistic. Go with what would be believable. Like, here's a good one. Here's a good one that I absolutely thought was really cool. Say you want to be a successful artist and sell your paintings or whatever. And you want to be able to completely support yourself. Well, if you are starting off and you've never picked up a paintbrush, you know, that's a cool dream, but that's a big one. What is a half step to that? A half step would be, I am learning how to paint very well. Okay. I am learning how to do this. See, your mind believes that. Your mind will believe I am learning how versus I am already successful and you haven't even done anything yet. You see what I mean? That goes for somebody like writing a book. I want a bestseller. Okay. Or I am learning how to write a bestseller. Or I am, do you see where I'm going with this? Or I want to have a podcast. Or I want to be a healer. I want to be successful. You can be. But sometimes taking the half step is absolutely worth the effort. Communicating with the universe here, Mercury retrograde. How am I communicating with the universe? Am I being clear with my intentions and my manifesting? Do I believe them? This is where it really starts to come to light. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. We have incredible opportunity here to fine tune this. Okay. Incredible opportunity. So we've talked about, tweaking the manifesting. We could work on, well, what am I believing and not believing? That's where all of these other planetary influences coming in, the Pluto and all that. That's where it will shed light on, okay, this could use some improvement. This could maybe go away. This could just be done completely different. Keep it, but do it differently. Things like that. Then you have your retrograde that gives you that time to slow down and Mercury retrograde. Okay, how am I communicating this? What could I do differently? And then relationships, same thing. Anything you're working on, whether it's a project, whether it's improvement, manifesting something into your life, have you made room for it? Do you believe in it? So those all could be factors in this, all of them. This is the last retrograde of the year before we hit 2020. 2020 is going to be pretty much the whole year because it's a number four year, is going to be still working on relationships. So we're going to be in that for a little bit. Okay. We're going to be moving through that quite a bit. We have quite a bit going on. Let me see what everybody's, if anybody's got any questions over there. Let's see. Jules is saying, I had something kind of interesting happen earlier. I looked up at the clock and it was 10:17 and today is 10:17. Things that make you go, yes. You know, that's the second time in 2 days somebody else was getting a 10:17. So what is that? The one, new beginnings. Zero intensifies the numbers that's beside. Another one, that's two ones in there. New beginning, changing, intensified. It's in between the two ones. The number seven is a spiritual number. You're working spiritually to grow. That would kick in with me on intuitive, listening, trusting your soul, believing in yourself, going a little bit more with that. So I find that really interesting. You got it twice. And for someone that was listening or watching or sent that in yesterday, I saw that somewhere. I was answering a lot of emails yesterday. And questions. And this, that's interesting because I saw another one. I actually say thank you every morning, Judy says, Judy Weiss. Let's see. Thank you every morning when my feet land on the floor. Yes, I got that from Wayne Dyer a few years ago. I like that too. Absolutely. I do. I think we all miss Wayne Dyer. He was awesome. He was an inspiration for me as well. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul. I believe he still will continue to inspire us for a very long time. Jules is finally moving away from people pleasing. It's a work in progress. It is. It's a practice that feels really hard at the very beginning to say no when you really need to say no. Say your plate's full and you just can't take on another thing. And then someone asks a favor of you and you know in your best interest, in your family's interest, or you're just completely full. There's nothing else left. You can't keep putting yourself on a back burner like that. You have to sometimes say no. And then we say yes when we really wanted to say no. That's the people pleasing. You don't have to go out and be rude and disrespectful to people or angry. Believe it or not, when we are honest about that and be true to that and answer what we really mean or be honest, there's nothing to be angry about. It's when we hold that in and pretend we people please and we really don't want to do this, but we're doing anyway, it starts to set in a resentment underneath. You know what I'm talking about. We've all done it. I've done it too. I grew up with that. And I'm thinking, there was always a side of me that wanted to fight it the whole time. And I would try every now and then, and then I go back down and up and down. And that was pretty much me growing up. But that's, it's being real. It takes away those things that can build up inside, like resentment or anger or frustration underneath. And then it takes away your joy. We're not shining our light. We're not being true to this world and why we came here if we're not shining bright and being who we really are. Not everybody's going to be okay with it. Being okay with that. The other quote that's out there that I've seen I've seen it on different posts and I love it. And it's similar to the Wayne Dyer's, "I'm not your opinion of me." It's the, "It is none of my business what you're thinking of me." I've seen that one out there too. And those are great because you're focusing on making sure that they're happy or pleased. That's people pleasing. Worrying about what somebody else thinks is people pleasing. So there you go with that one. Let's see here. Kelly is saying, I see Marilyn's saying, "This week have something strong, crazy energy happening in my space group at work." Be in your energy. Release needing to be approved by the other energy. Same thing here. So that's where we're in our protective bubble, but it's not, we're not avoiding. We're just going to keep our energy with us and allow other people to be where they are. And it helps us respect somebody being in a different space without it absorbing it. So that would be for that one, Marilyn. Kelly's saying, "Good morning, Jen. I didn't read that right. Does Archangel Gabriel have any information for me on what I can do on my end to help heal my relationships with other people?" We've kind of been going through that through the whole show. So it's pretty much the same answer. Gabriel is bringing, we're listening. We're trying, you know what? It's weird. It's putting the shoes on of someone else. And this is something that's coming through, Kelly, that would help everyone, by the way, not just you specifically. But when Gabriel was talking about, we want to listen to those communications and the relationships and healing them, it's sometimes we feel disrespected or taken advantage of in a relationship is what I'm feeling a bit of a drain thing with that one, which you were saying. We have to go, okay, if I want respect, if I want them to respect me, I have to respect myself, because that energy that we put out into the world is what we receive back. So when we look at manifesting, or we look at how we're working in alignment with frequency on a metaphysical perspective, we are moving it into a place of, you know what? How am I respecting myself? Am I respecting myself? Do I need to worry about what they're thinking? Because if you shifted that a little bit, I feel that something will pop up for you on that. That's making a very interesting, that's bringing up a lot right there. That's making sense to me. Vanessa, you've been an instrumental in my love for Archangel. Oh, you're, well, beautiful. Awesome. Angels absolutely can help your inner child. She's asking about that. Often that is where most of the struggle comes from. Yes. I look at it this way, and I've said this before. They help the inner child grow up and catch up with the rest of us. It's sometimes referred to with what I've done in the past with other shows or teaching with soul fragments. Sometimes a piece of us is like detached. If you were looking at shaman and soul retrieval, it's bringing it up. And that part, that inner child, kind of takes off and goes somewhere and detaches a little bit as a fragment. This is an explanation of what I'm saying, that just kind of stays in limbo. And the rest of us grows up and we're all this. And then the inner child is just still needs to, we need to be the mom and dad, basically the parents of our inner child, nurture, respect it. If it wants to have some fun, you help it grow up. That's a way to say it really quick. There's a lot more to that than that, but that's a quick answer. I've got to go to a short break. Gosh, this show has been moving fast. Remember that energy goes. I'm going to catch up on what you guys are writing over there. We're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to be wrapping up the show already. I know. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to the last segment. We are moving fast. I see so much in the chat. I don't think I have enough time to get to everybody's questions. So I'm kind of going to go skipping quickly in general, because there's another aspect here quick before I do that, that I wanted to tell you about with this Mercury. Now, because it's the last water sign, we're coming, all the way around. We've kind of like made the whole loop here in everything that we've been going through. But this one in particular, when this retrograde kicks in at the end of the month, it's like is there a new way that your intuition is speaking to you? Is there a new way that you could find to listen? I loved this because it could show up. It could be a surprise. You could be discovering that, oh, well, you know, I never realized it was talking to me this way and was right there the whole time. Tune into that a little bit, because when we can trust and connect into that intuition, which, you know, that's what I'm all about. Now we can hear the guidance. We can see the direction we want to go. You want to pay attention to what that intuition is saying to you in this last cycle here before we start moving into a new year. It gives you hunches. It gives you clues on what you might be feeling. The other thing is, if you get information that just does not feel comfortable or feels off or doesn't feel right to you, the retrograde gives you opportunity to check it out, to kind of review, research, do some homework on it before you make a decision on something. So see, that's another benefit. This is loaded with benefits. This is the other half of them. All retrogrades are this way. Every one of them give us opportunities. Every aspect does. It's just, which way are we perceiving it? Are we perceiving everything that goes wrong or everything that can go right, or what we can learn from it? The word learn is the biggest part right there. What can we learn from this? Now, it will, you know, it's, don't feel pressured to make a decision. The retrograde gives you opportunity to slow it down, because you know how you've heard before in the past with retrograde, don't make any major decisions, or don't sign on the dotted line, or make major, you know, purchases or something like that. It's okay to be sure. And sometimes you will, but it's okay. If you are in a spot with something that you need to understand better, don't feel pushed into making choice until it feels right for you. If it feels right in the middle of a retrograde, then by all means. But if it doesn't, then listen. What is your intuition telling you? If your intuition's kicking in with something is bothering me here, you need to investigate that. This is a great opportunity to do that. This will clear up things that aren't making sense. So, let me see what's going on over there in the chat before we roll out of here. Maddie. Hi, Maddie. I didn't even. Sevens and fives. Sevens a spiritual number. Five is a change, a shift. Fives are a big shift, change. Usually they come with other signs, like for me, you know, I might see crows or something like that, or you might find multiple fives, or you keep seeing the sevens and fives together in different order, like 7-5 or 5-7. The one in the beginning, to me, when I see it like that, and, you know, not everybody thinks of it this way, but when I see it like that, it's been pretty consistent for me. The number that comes first is the leading number, the stronger number. So if the five was first, okay, big changes spiritually, or spiritually is going to cause a change. You see, if it was reversed, like 7-5, that's a way to look at the numbers. I'm doing some numerology tutorials that I'm going to be putting into the membership as well. I'm going to be doing little short ones that are easy to digest. So a lot of that's going in, and we just started that last week. So there'll be lots more going in there. We'll work with the angel numbers as well, so you can learn how to interpret these numbers yourself. That's all part of your membership. It's all part of it. Let's see. I've started visioning my future every night before I go to bed. This is a journey to becoming me. Praying about it. Feel like my angels are giving direction. Make it happen. That's awesome. What angels are with me? Actually, you have what I keep feeling is three, but it feels like you have angels that are around you. I'm not hearing a particular name, but I'm trying to go really fast. I know the guardian angel is one of them, but then I feel the other angels are glowing with like a pink, but which is happiness and a lot of love. There's a lot of love nurturing that I feel that's surrounding you right now. Because And it's like you're infusing that, and it's helping you to give that love back out versus maybe somewhere in the past it wasn't feeling like that. But I feel like it's a lot of angels that are helping you with love. Divine love, not necessarily romantic love, but it can go that way. I am feeling a lot of love with the energy around these angels. It's a lot of pink vibration that I feel. So that's kind of cool. Marilyn's got a 1044. Well, the 10, new beginning, zero, intensified. The fours are a balanced relationship. Okay. It could be balancing. You were talking earlier, Marilyn, about the balancing of relationships at work, maybe. So double four, that's also an angel number. Balance is about the four. Also that angels are with you. Absolutely. Guys, I'm about to go out of time here. We have, let's see. I don't think I have enough time. Let's see. I have an idea. Oh, wait a minute. Donna's, I have an idea of a new direction I want to go, but because it seems so large, I'm trying to believe in me and the project, but make sure that it's really for me. I am pretty sure it is. You need to listen to that. You need to listen to that. Maybe you could take like small steps in that direction without it feeling so overwhelming is what it feels like for me. Archangel Michael's a very good one for that. Gabriel's good for the project and the creative, like the ideas. Michael's very good at like organizing, like the structure, getting a game plan together. So I kind of like that for you on that one. And honestly, guys, I can't take any more. I wish I could. You guys are a fabulous group in there. We do have the Angel Retreat membership. We're doing the live Angel Gallery readings. I'm going to be painting your readings. We're doing angel readings all about this energy at 1 o'clock today, 1 p.m. Eastern in the Zoom call. That's part of your Angel Retreat membership. You want to go in there and find out how to join that Zoom call. It's all in your membership. All the information is there. I look forward to it. I love painting the readings because we use the color and the strokes and the energy of the brush. So I look forward to seeing you guys that are in part of that. If you're in the membership, if you want to join, you can do that and you can join us over there. I just want to say thank you to every one of you that join me for the show, that support the show, that have been with me for years. A lot of you have, and that means a lot to me. That means that we have a beautiful relationship and we're all growing spiritually together. You've seen this whole thing evolve. I'm watching you grow. And there's a lot of joy in that, that it brings to my heart. That excites me to keep going. That keeps me wanting to give you more. That keeps me in this game and encouraged to shine my light and help you shine yours. I'm not here to tell you how to shine it. I'm here to help you find the way that is truly you. I hope that this is inspiring to you. The show is metaphysical. We always work with the spirituality of things because when we're working with all this individual energy, we're working with the numerology, we're working with the astrology. I work from the esoteric angle of astrology because that's about the soul growth. But when we're focusing on aligning and working with our soul growth, you are going to be right on the path where you will light this world up with what you came here to do. You'll be speaking your truth. You'll be living in your joy and happiness. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You won't let it affect you because you'll be strong, standing strong, showing others that they can do it too. And that to me is a beautiful way to make this world a better place. So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for doing that as well, for supporting me and keeping me going. And right now I'm sending a big burst of energy love to you. I want to send the healing energy out. So if you are listening in this last minute of the show, tap into that. Take some, say thank you, and then pass it on to another. I wish you all much love and happiness, and I will see everyone in the Angel Retreat in 1 hour. Thanks so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.